So tell us a little bit about Millers Bay Farm. I know you've been out there quite a while, at least your family has. How long have you guys been operating and what do you sort of do?
Okay, so the farm itself has been operating for well over 100 years. Robert is the fourth generation of Millers to farm this land, and I joined the family in 1999, and we officially began operating the farm together, Robert and I, in 2000. So up over 20 years now, farming here together. It's a mixed farm. We do field crops like soybeans and corn, but our main focus is our strawberry patch and market garden, which we sell most of the product at our roadside stand right here at the farm.
And I'm sure, of course, a fourth generation farm, as you said, but you've been there for since 2000, and that's a long time. And I'm sure there's been a lot of ups and downs throughout that experience.
Oh yes, that's for sure. We often say if the agriculture industry is not for the faint of heart. It's a business that's very weather dependent, of course, and dependent on the seasons. And yeah, you have to be able to change gears quickly on the fly, and never know what's going to be thrown at you next. But for some reason, we all keep doing it. I think we're eternal optimists, and we do love it.
Millers Bay Farm has such a strong reputation in the community. Everybody is pretty well familiar, at least in this area, of where you guys are and what you do. Why do you think that is? Why do you think you have such a, or you're so highly regarded in the area?
That's humbling to hear. I hope it's because people can trust us. We definitely strive to do everything that we do with integrity and to treat people the way we would want to be treated, to make sure that our customers and our community know how much we value them, and that each interaction is important to us to get right.
And how have the last few years gone for your farm? I know everybody has been experiencing a lot of challenges in every way imaginable, and I presume that you were similar.
Yeah, the past 3, 4 years have been quite a ride for us. Actually, in our industry, not just our own farm, but in our colleagues, we've found that since COVID, we've seen an upswing in people's interest in their food and specifically in local food. So it's actually been a net positive for us. In spite of the challenges that it did bring along with it, as any business owner would know, having operated through those few years. But yeah, I think it's really raised people's awareness of how fragile our food infrastructure is, how heavily reliant we have been up till now on imports. And it's really made a lot of us re-examine our shopping and eating habits.
So then in that same line of thinking, has there been a bit of an education standpoint on your end when customers are coming up and asking more questions now than maybe they wouldn't have a few years ago? You're sort of spreading the knowledge that you have learned.
Most definitely. And we really feel that that is a responsibility of all of us in our industry is to share the true story of what goes on in our operations. And everyone is different. But yeah, like with anything now and the overabundance of information that's available and so much of it being actually misinformation, it's really important. A, that people know they can come to us and ask questions, and B, that we are willing to have those conversations, and explain and share what we do and how we do
Okay, is there anything else you feel like we should mention before I let you go?
Couple of things. One, just thank you so much to the community and those who have been with us for the long term, those who just joined us recently, those who may be thinking about popping on over and paying us a visit. We really, really value the support we get from our community, and we appreciate you. The other thing, I guess, would be is to say if you haven't thought about your food or visited a farmer's market or a farm near you, not necessarily even us, for goodness sake, give it a try. You might be pleasantly surprised. You'll definitely be surprised at the quality of the product. You might be very surprised also at how economical it is to shop local, not to mention the side effects of that, just carbon footprint, on and on and on. It's a good thing to do.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Shannon. I really appreciate this.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.